Right. Now, so we're deep into a process now of trying to get the World Rally Championships back into Ireland. And how far on in this process are we, Donna, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I suppose our application to the department was lodged probably 6 months ago, but that had followed from an initial contact back from the WRC promoters in when I was at Rally Sweden last year to see what was the possibilities of getting the WRC back to Ireland. We're aware that Northern Ireland have been trying for quite some time to host an event, but unfortunately with the lack of a stable government and obviously Stormont not sitting, they weren't successful in raising the funding, hence the focus shifted to see could we run a Southern Ireland event only, you know. So that's where the process started, and obviously it was embraced by MI immediately, contact made with the government to see if we could get the required support, and so we're nearly a year into the process from the initial contact, so but not quite there yet.
Kerry Limerick and the South East region based out of Waterford are now included in these proposals. How significant is that step from flagging them, so to speak?
Well, I suppose the WRC promoters, their biggest requirement is a service park area or a rally village that is sufficient in size with the required facilities to host an event of this size. I think we're fortunate in Ireland with our laws that we can close the public roads. We have stages from the north of the country right to the south, but it is the facilities you require to host an event from communication centres, media centres, medical centres, and the required hard stand for the, I suppose, the circus that follows this this championship.
Now, is the last piece of the jigsaw government confirming their funding, or at that point yet?
No, not yet. No, and that's where we require, you know, all the local representatives in each of the areas to really push. Because I suppose it's a little bit, the ask is a little bit different now. Each region is only looking for the funding for 1 year as opposed to three. It's a more balanced approach. So, and the return, you know, with the economics, I think, really stand up. The department are doing their own assessment of those calculations, and you know, for a 5 million investment to have a return of somewhere in the region of 100 million, I think most people use the phrase no-brainer, but let's see if everybody sees the numbers in the same light.
The clock is ticking, though. The government needs to make a decision sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we really need, like, we are competing for a slot on the calendar for 2025, 2026, 2027. Like, there are other countries trying to get included on the calendar. So it's not that they're trying to fill a gap. We have really until the start of March to know where we're at, so that the 25 calendar we can get included. We're thinking that it will be somewhere in the calendar around the end of August, early September, you know, which is a good time of year for hosting the event here.
For those who maybe are interested in rallying but aren't, can you put into us context of hosting a WRC event? You know what I mean? Like, it is the equivalent, is it, of the, you know, an Irish Open or a, you know what I mean? In rallying terms, it's the Premier League.
Yeah, absolutely. I would argue that it's probably the biggest sporting event that we would host in that year. You know, I was recently speaking to some of the people down in Adair about the Ryder Cup, and they're saying, you know, it's roughly about 60,000 spectators that will come and watch that event. And obviously, they're limited to how many people they can put onto the venue there at Adair Manor, whereas a rally of this scale takes part over such a big, wide geography. They're estimating somewhere in the region of 250,000 spectators. But, you know, the logistics of hosting such an event, like for the 3 or 4 days that this event would take place, there will be a plane in the sky circling all the time, taking the images from the stages, from the helicopters, etc., relaying them and beaming them across the world to a global audience, you know. So it's and that's only one aspect of it. The previous event is in Finland, you know, so for all the teams to decamp, make their way to Ireland with their vast logistics, you know, that's huge in itself. It's just, and it, obviously the support we require on the ground is the volunteer type support. And what we've seen over the last 10 days on the different visits to the regions, there seems to be an abundance of support locally to host these events.
I mean, we'd all have loved to have seen Donegal in the mix or somewhere in the northwest in the mix. You more than anyone, I'm sure, Donna. What would have been the blocker on that? Is it the fact that, you know, we have to pitch what is most likely to be successful? We don't quite have the infrastructure up here yet, or why wouldn't the northwest or Donegal have been included in a proposal or a future proposal for that matter?
Well, the process MI had written to the 32 clubs in the country for those to express an interest that would like to host an event. Obviously, we were looking to narrow it down to one, but my understanding is that the Donegal Motor Club hadn't met with the timeline set out for consideration, you know. So,
are you disappointed by that, or is that...
Here, look, I suppose I am a proud Donegal man, and I would like everything. I'd like the centre of Ireland to be in the...
But it is, Donna.
But it isn't, you know. So, and, you know, so... But to bring the event back to Ireland, you know, and our community in rallying is so small. So if we have an event of this scale back, we all benefit from it. I think, you know, infrastructure is hugely important, and Donegal is a little bit of an outlier, as we know, to bring such a roadshow to the country. Yes, it could be done, but it's a little bit more challenging in the northwest. That's not to say, you know, if we can get the event back in 25 and for 3 years, our plan is that we would really showcase a world-class event, and that we would retain it to the likes of a Monte Carlo rally or a Finland, where they've been hosting these events for decades, you know. And if we can, and there's no reason then that you can't have it in the Northwest in the future.
Yeah, and you made a great point too about, I think some of the return on this investment is measurable or easy to measure. Some of it's not so much in terms of the global exposure and our scenery. Rivals anywhere in the world, so why not use another opportunity to get that on in so many millions of eyes right across the world. So just to be clear then, because I may not phrase the question quite right a little earlier on, if the government commits to this investment, there's still a process to be gone through, but we'd be in a very firm position, a strong position. Is that how you would read it?
My view is from speaking to the promoters, and that if we secure the funding, we will be successful in bringing the event to Ireland for sure. I'm confident on that. But if we leave it too late, we obviously they have a business to run themselves. If we miss the slot, God knows when we get considered again. So we'll really push the different public representatives, etc., to get behind this, get a decision made so that we know where we're going. Because, you know, if we look at some of the investments in the past, you know, even to host large sporting events that haven't been successful, and we've invested a lot of money, we're saying, you know, give us the money and it's a done deal. We're not bidding for something. We will bring this event if we get the funding.
Right, okay, that's a pretty strong message. And as you said earlier on, the word no-brainer, the words no-brainer do seem quite obvious to this situation. We shall wait and see. We'll make our inquiries too with the department to see what their stage of consideration is at. And we look forward to speaking to you again, hopefully welcoming these additions to the calendar here.
Yeah, with hope, you know. And certainly I have been given good support locally by the likes of Joe McHugh, etc., helping me with contacts, etc. So, you know, there's a real will to make this happen, you know. So hopefully we can get it across the line.
Brilliant stuff, because I'm sure there's a ton of work, and you're probably doing yourself a disservice in not mentioning it. A ton of work has gone on up until now to get us to this tipping point.
Yeah, look, it's like I say, it's possibly going to be the largest sporting event in the country in any of those years. So, yeah, it takes effort to hold such an event.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks for your time. Great to chat to you. Take care of yourself. Donna Kelly there, Deputy CEO of Cersei and a special advisor to the WRC. He was involved in this bid to bring the WRC to Ireland. And just to be clear, he is very much of the opinion that if the government commits 15 million, that's 5 million over 3 years, then we will be successful in having those three venues added to the calendar, Kerry, Limerick and the South East region. As you heard too from Donna, if we get those three over the line, who's to say we couldn't end up hosting a round of the World Rally Championship here in the Northwest?